make sense of an impossible piece of Gemara. What happened to my Gemara? That's again. That's, I came early today. I forgot that we didn't have class in the morning. Pick up the Gemara again from. Mala uses a Mapelas Chaticha, really introductory to the main sugya of Rosa Dambish for Ferris. Okay, we have a guest here, just quick to orient a little bit to your thinking. You know anything about the fact that a woman menstruates sometimes? Okay, you're married? Okay, you should be, but. Class had an introduction to this, and that one of the great poskim of our generation, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, had ruled in a case of a woman that was having difficulty ever completing her menstrual cycle. She always kept on bleeding and therefore could not have normal relations with her husband. So he suggested using a catheter so that the blood would go directly from the uterus to the outside without being in contact with the vaginal tract, claiming that that would be a way to avoid Hilchus Nida completely. Based upon this Gemara, Boy Minei Rab Yirmiyo Merab Zeira. Okay, so I'll show him the place. About a third up from the bottom. No. Amid Beis, Chaval of Amid Beis. Let's start again. We did this little piece, but I have to pick it up again. Is this an exemption from Bivisor or Marachmona or Belobish for Ferris? Since it says Kiizo Zov Damo Bivsora, the word Bivsora is totally redundant. Kiizo Zov Damo. You want to say a woman becomes an eater? Kiizo Zov Damo says all you have to say. Why do you need the word Bivsora? To teach you Bivsora below Bishoferis. If the blood doesn't have contact with the inner lining, then it's not considered her becoming an either. Odilma, no. Bivsora comes to teach you an important halacha. A chumre, not a kule. The chumre is Hi, Bivsora Miboile, Shemetame Bibifnim Mibachukim Bachutz. I don't need the blood to exit the body. As long as the blood exited the uterus, even though it's still Bivsora, it's still in her, it hasn't left her, she's already a Nida. That a Nida becomes a Nida when the Dam leaves the Moko and enters the Pozdo. Not when it leaves the Pozdo and enters the outside world, as in the case of Azav. Azav, we know, doesn't become Tomei until the blood exit, until the semen, until the exudate, whatever that is, of Azav, until it exits the body. Amale, Bivsora Barachmana Beloba Shreos. If it only came meant to me, to tell you this halacha, that a nida becomes a nida when it's still bivsora, Die Bibsora mit Boyle, she metama bnime bechutz. I can kei name a kro Bibsora. My Bibsora, shma mein otalti. Why the Gemara needed to say that, I don't know. Well, because very simple. I can learn from one word. I can learn two halachas also. I don't need to need two there, but certainly, what it was a signing. How would it be? He's of dom, so doma. What would be the grammar here in the Pasuk? I have that a little vav, usually gives it away. What's it say there? Let's see, where's that little vav on the side? He's a zov doma b'befinim, he says, should have been. God would have used a different word. If you want to just teach the halacha that the blood doesn't have to leave the body, it should be zov doma b'befinim. Then it said b'psora, so kind of an open word that can have many interpretations. Obviously, it meant two interpretations. One, it should go only bivsora, and second, the halacha of bivsora, that it has to have contact with the bivsora. One halacha is that when it has contact, it's tummy, right? In history, infer when it doesn't have contact and it goes bichutz. You can learn. Normally, you would think it's a chumre. She's tameya even though it's only bivsora. It didn't go outside. Allah has kama v'kama. If it goes outside, certainly she's tameya. Therefore, I need the word bivsora, right, to teach you this big chiddush that if it goes outside without going inside, without having contact inside, because it went through a catheter, went through something which was a chitza, a barrier to bivsora, that she's not tameya. That's the whole moko said for Rav Shlomo Zalman's heter, right? That this hava mina in the Gemara.
The note on Sara is a Zion.
Depends on which one.
Yeah.
Which Gemara? Ours is a Zion, which is going.
Where the Zion is? It's in the goes.
So Sara.
Huh?
Yeah, it goes between them. It's just a different
case. So, Oma Bifinim, I think that's what that's some of it refers to. Okay. There must be some gifts someplace.
Yeah.
He would make up a word of his own. Yeah. Must be some gifts in the Gemara. It says Bifinim. So now we have a problem. And this is where the Gemara gets complicated. That goes in Siyunim there. You see it? Okay.
Because the Zion is... So,
are you with us?
What?
Okay, you're back. We're all about fight the Gemara. Now we go back to the previous... I mean, the Gemara started off with a shaila of a ro adam bechaticha. Gotta please try to refresh your memory. Haro adam bichaticha, which means she expelled a solid mass of something, and there was blood with it. What does blood with it mean? So, first shita was there's blood alongside it, tameya. Okay. Second shita was the maskana in morning water. There was no blood at all there. But, I'm sorry, you discount whether there's blood there or not. Blood is not a factor. The factor is, the factor was that you expand, that you have a solid object, solid mass leaving the cervix, that causes a dilation of the cervix, and a dilation of the cervix itself causes nidus. That was Rabbi Yehuda's second tenets. Another case was actually that there was dam besocho, right? What kind of dam besocho? Dam ogul besocho, a puddle of blood in the mast. That's the case we'll be talking about. And the other case was where there's ma'adim, there's no liquid blood inside the chaticha, but there is redness indicating there's blood there. Now we pick up on that shaila now. I took your catheter shaila of shoferes and I sent it back up to the previous gemara. Haro adam bechaticha. Why isn't that a barrier? Why should they say that she becomes a nida if the blood is only in the chaticha? Then the chaticha most likely, if agreed, that itself is not blood. I'm not saying the blood at the chaticha is a congealed mass of blood. Chaticha is boso, right? And as I told you, Chmuel and son, such cases happen not too rarely. All kinds of, I may guess a second. Okay, Motsoi Chavez at a shayla from Mexico, over Mexico. Real tragedy, and married 3 years, decided to go for assisted reproductive technology, hormones, and a woman got pregnant, gave birth to a baby. Now, I'm sorry. He's about to give birth to a baby. It's the seventh month. And the ultrasound revealed a two-chambered heart, only one kidney, one testicle, most likely other tzoras that they don't see on ultrasound. You can't see. Interesting. That's what happens. The same baby could have been born, quote, baby could have been born without a heart, without kidneys, without lungs, etc., and it's a baby. That's what it was worth. It's a mass that started off as a embryo, and just things went wrong. Messages got messed up there. It's interesting, this. You know, the fellow starts asking a shayla, my mind jumps to the end. I think, oh, how would you guess? What's he calling for? What?
Abortion?
Should they abort? Why make their woman suffer another 2 months? Right? He doesn't have to shy. He shadow was. Yeah. Is there anyone that I know from my contacts whom we can consult in America, since he hasn't much confidence in Mexican medicine? He runs a kollel in Mexico. Yeah. In other words, they're not giving up on the baby. They would like to see maybe they can do something to save the baby. Only a Fum Jew would ask a shayla that way. Would ask a question that way. Practically 99% of any secular Jew certainly wouldn't ask a shayla, would abort. So now the Gemara asks the Kashi. For Amar Rabbi Yochanan Meshum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochi, Hamapeles Chaticha Koro, Im Yeshbo Dam Ogur Temeya, Vimlav Tahora. Now, visualize that condition. You have a Shfoferes situation. Why do you say Shfoferes is Tahora? You see Dam Bichaticha. And we defined here now the dam is ogul besocho, so which means that the blood is now hachasitza between the blood and besora. So the word besora should have ruled on this case, likewise, that she's tahora. People, are you with us? And for the Gemara, now give me a good shot here. told you, this sugi is in main accomplishment, just translating words here. I told you, the yeshiva world says there's mesechas oni, the three mesechas that are very difficult. Where are niye das, erevin, nida, and yevamos. Not fair to mix in nida with erevin yevamos. Erevin yevamos is saying tehillim compared to nida. No comparison. Hard gemaras, difficult sugyas, but manageable, rational. These sugyas come off from way out there. And here, unlike Erevin, you're dealing with Isur Kores. Erevin, may you're dealing with the Rabbonon 99% of the time.
That's Machlokas.
Yeah. But here, we know Machlokas. And Alpayim Amos is not Machlokas. And Yud Beis Milan is Machlokas. Hoche Hashta. Listen to what Gemara does. Very nice tales. There's degree of unnaturalness. Hoche Hashta. How can you compare Shoferes with a Chaticha? Sure, you tell me there's a barrier, right? There's a Chatzitza between the Dam and Psora. But how do you compare the two? Hosam Daka Shaisha Liros Dam Chaticha. No one can translate that literally and make pshat. Right? What, it's normal for a woman to see Dam b'chaticha? Of course it's not. What do you mean say? But Dam b'chaticha is a natural event. Happened? Biology made it happen. Human physiology, human embryology made it happen. But it's a natural event that occurs to a woman. Therefore, I treat it as a natural event. I can go ahead and talk about, is it needed or is it not needed? But you go ahead, you put a plastic catheter in a woman, and now you ask me, Shilas, you're way off. It's not a natural event. Why would you compare it to Isur Nida? Hoche Hashta, how dare you compare the two? Right? Hosam Dakosh of Isur Liros Dam B'chaticha. Again, it doesn't mean that it's normal for a woman to see Dam B'chaticha. No, Dako. Here, darko really means just only more meaning. It's part of it's what happens in life, right? Hochi, here, a shoferes, ain't darko usually was dumb as shoferes. So, therefore, we're not disturbed by the machlokis in chaticho, by the with blood, a lot of blood, a little blood, red, etc. That's because he's still dealing with something that happened. I didn't do anything to the woman. The woman went ahead and lived a normal life, right? Ate her, took her vitamins, everything, and this happened. So I got to respond to it. But now you go ahead and you make me an artificial situation where someone puts a catheter in. So all we did now is divorce the sugi of Chaticha from Shoferes. Chaticha has its own rules because it's a natural event. Anyone have that Adi scroll? I'm sure he didn't know how to learn pshat here. The little bit I've seen of him in the Nida, he's over his head. Art scroll, that's the art scroll English translation. Yeah.
I'm going to change my name to Art Scroll. Yeah. Legally.
Lima. Gemara is not giving up on Shoferes. Lema Shoferes Tanoihi. Could be that we have a Machlokes Tanoim on Shoferes. Yesanya, Hamapeles Chaticha, Afa Pi She Mleo Dam, Em Yesh Imo Dam Temeo Vam Lav Toro. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Bibsora, Velo Bishrapir, Velo Bachaticha. Yes, they said the same thing. Right? They want that the blood in the chaticha is irrelevant. If there's dam with it, naturally, the fact that she's a chaticha alongside regular dam nida, that doesn't affect the halacha of dam nida. So Rav Lezer Haina Tanakame, they're saying the same thing. Ema, no. It's not the same thing, it's one statement. The Tanakama said, Chaticha shimleya dam, im yesh imo dam temeya, vim lav tahora, sheh Rabbi Elazar omer, because that's what Rabbi Elazar taught us, that bimsorav lo b'shul b'chaticha. Right? That's the Tanakama. Oh, Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar. They agree. V'chachamim omrim, ein ze dam nido al dam chaticha. No, therefore, here, listen carefully how you have to figure out right here. When the Rabbanan answered, Ein ze dam nida el adam chaticha, what answered was, it's an unnatural event. That's why I can compare it to Shofar. When does a woman expel the solid mass material? Look at Rashi. How does we said the machlok is by shvoferes? How if you jump to shvoferes from chaticha, right? No hezbo for that. That's the hezbo. If I hold that chaticha is an unnatural event, then it's a machlokas and shoferes just as well. If you're going to call a woman a nido when she sees dam bichaticha, right? Tanak. And that adam chaticha. Fact the gemara tanakam and amaturim etayer. Again, they're not arguing. What do you have now? You have the Tanakhama said, only yesh imo dam shi tmeya. Rav Elazar said, yesh imo dam tmeya. Right? Come to Chachom and say, only yesh imo dam tmeya. They're saying yesh imo dam. Ein ze dam imo dam chaticha, meaning there's no dam imo. So all of them require dam imo. What kind of machloket? You have three people, three mandom, all saying the exact same thing. Elo, no. There must be, obviously, people don't repeat each other. Elo de poli plui ikebenayu. There's a unseen, unspoken machlokas between them. Okay. This chaticha that was expelled can have a smooth surface or a fissured surface. If there are fissures in the chaticha, and in the fissures there are blood, I'll give you pshat like everybody learns, and I want to say my own pshat. Therefore, the blood is in contact with psoa. The chaticha with cracks in it, right? Fissures in it, and there's blood in the fissures. Then when the chaticha comes out through the vaginal tract. In fact, the blood in the chaticha is in contact, unlike blood ogul besocho, where the flesh of this chaticha is a barrier. No barrier. Since there are cracks, then the blood is exposed to the besocho. The pili plui ikabinayu. If there are fissures in the chaticha. Tanakam is sovar, it said bibesora, velo bishvir, velo bechaticha, or lo bishvoferes. But when do I equate chaticha with shvoferes? Hein namile heche deshir, if the surface is smooth. Avo poliplui. But if the surface is fissured, right, then tamea. My time of bivsora kerina be. The yosher rabon lemeimar afagav de poliplui ein ze dam nider ladam chaticha. It's not dam nider. Yeah, back off a second, go back a little bit and ask yourself the question, why isn't that chaticha v'dam ima? Why did you make it into one unit? Dam with fissures. But if the dam is in the fissure, why isn't it a chaticha v'dam? What made it into one unit? I have a mass. There are cracks in it. The cracks are filled with blood. The blood that goes through the tract, then the blood is in contact with the tract. Why would you call it something else? So here the chiddush is, right? That I attribute the blood to the chaticha, as if not to the woman. I mean, not to the woman. It's not blood that came from the uterus and then came bivsora. It's blood that was in the chaticha. And the chaticha with its blood came through. The chaticha with its blood is chaticha blood, it's not nida blood. Or in a better translation, it's chaticha blood, not uterus blood. I think I mentioned to you, I mentioned in the halacha class, or the current shaila that's maybe the most common shaila among women who are approaching the end of menstruation, approaching the menopause. Many of them, now most of them, suffer from fibroids. Fibroids are growths in the uterus. That, I believe, is where the chaticha comes from. That one of those uterine fibroids broke off. It's interesting, Shaila. Are those fibroids mako, osa mako, not looked upon as part of the uterus, so the bleeding from a fibroid would be dam mako, not dam uterus, or not? That's similar to this shaila here. When the Rabbanan said, this is called dam chaticha, it's because the fibroid is looked upon as an exogenous growth, not part of the uterus. And therefore, blood from there is not dam nida. Only blood from the uterus is dam nida. That's a little hesbo that I add there. Oh, but if I knew that the blood came from the uterine wall, not from the fibroid, not from the chaticha, then Badai tell me, I feel a bit shoferes. There's no halacha of bibisova that it has to contact. That's because it's an unusual bleed. It's not the bleed that I know where it came from. Therefore, I say, look, it came from the chaticha. But in the case of Shoferes, again, think back on the Shailev of Shlomo Zalman. I know she's bleeding. It's on the calendar. This is the time for menstruation. Right? So I fooled God, right? And I put up a catheter. Oh, no, it's not no game of sorrow. Who are you playing games with? That's what he says. Avo, but b'shoferes, I don't have a suffix where the blood came from. the bivsara is an exemption only because I don't know where the blood came from, he says. But I know where the blood comes from. I know bada is damni the blood. Only what then? I went ahead and I put in a barrier. That doesn't count. Omar Abaye comes Abaye with a whole new shot. He says, no, bivsora is an absolute requirement. Unless the dam touches the vaginal tract, there's no nidus. Therefore, shoferes kol armel o pri l'tahora. Bivsora is exeris hakosov, like hargosha, right? A woman can see dam, and zvade dam nida, but there's no dam nida with hargosha, another requirement in dam nida. No one does say it's dam nida, but a kind of dam nida that came without hargosha, because hargosha is as much a part of nidus as the color of the blood. Here too, he says, the halacha l'moshe misinai, right, gzeres hakosuv, is bivsora, it has to touch the vaginal tract. Therefore, if you put in a shoferes, kol almel o pligi di tahora. So again, Rav Shlomo Zalman's eight says, good. So what's the machlokas here? We have three people saying the exact same thing. And the Kamer, Rav Lezer, and Rabbon are all saying the same thing. Can't be. Ki pligi bechaticha, they're arguing where, and look at Rashi says, the case of chaticha as we're up to it now, meaning with its cracks, with its fissures. Ki pligi bechaticha, look at Rashi, here, the poly plui, as we had the case now modified, the Tanakama Sava Bibsoro Lemuti Toch Ticho. Our dam Hanira Bukoim Tome. No Bibsoro Kirinambo. Very nice. The Rabbonan Basroi Savri, I feel a polyplui Torah. Ain't the dam Nina, the Indaka Ishan Liras dam Bachaticho. That's the absolute, an absolute position. It has to be darko bekach. And since it's not a normal thing is not needless. Needless refers to a normal cycle that occurs every regularly, etc. We know where it comes from, nothing unusual has happened, etc. Here, a woman expels a solid object and has cracks in it and has blood in it. Don't hack me a Chinese with damn needle. It's a medical problem. It's not a needle problem. Masova, right? So Masova, darker you should read on Bachaticha. It's a natural event. I say, yeah, you can darker again. Translate the way I'm translating it. Can't say it's a usual event. Darker means it's a natural event. Therefore, it has to be treated as what it is. It is. Therefore, it's a Shaila Nidus. O Masova, in darker you should read on Bachaticha. It's an unnatural event. A woman sees liquid blood, doesn't see solid. That's our Abaye's understanding of the machlokas. Therefore, we have a simple machlokas. You have dam. Dam inside ogol besocho. That dam would not make her an eater. Therefore, shoferes doesn't make her need either. The shaila is, it's dam, not ogol besocho, but polyplui, but in the fissures. Is that considered to be bivsora already or not? So, first mandama says, that's bivsora, the blood is visible on the outside, that's dam bivsora. Comes along. The next mandama says, but it's abnormal. The other thing is, the whole business of nidus is, it's a natural event that occurs naturally and so on. Therefore, remember we had sugya in the first perek discussing halacha kofza v'rosa. She went ahead and did something unusual, ran a marathon, and because she ran the marathon, that's when she saw dam. She went, okay, that's called kofza v'rosa. Some physical activity causes it. We're not sure that that's called nidus either. Nidus is a natural event that occurs repetitively. Going back, we basically trying to define what nidus is. Rav Omar comes Rav and says, you cannot deny statistics. Statistically speaking, how many women that you know have seen dam bechaticha? It's a rare event. If it's a rare event, right, kol alma will agree, ein darko chumisho liros dam bechaticha. Therefore, dam bechaticha cannot be evaluated, whether it's called bifsora or not bifsora, whether there's a pili plui, whether it cracks or not cracks. The whole incident is an unnatural incident. Therefore, it's removed from nidus. It's a medical problem, not a halachic problem. Therefore, what's the shaila here? They're arguing about something. Again, they wouldn't be repeating each other's words. The woman is tahora. She never, whatever she saw doesn't make her a nida, because in darko shlisho liros bechaticha. Nida requires darko bekach. V'hocha beisha tahora. Woman is going to be tahora. My shaila is umoko mekomo tome kamiflegi. And they're arguing about that which came out. Is that tummy? Does it have a halacha of tumah? Tumah what? Not shivas yomim. A tumah like a sheretz, tumah like a nevela. His blood that came from the woman, right? Bechaticha, is it treated as if it is a dovah tumah or not? Under the principle, whatever comes from the mokol is tummy. Umakoro mikomo tummy. So blood coming from the moko is like a liquid which a nida touched. Liquid which a nida touched will be a tumas yom echad. Rabbeleza savar isha tahora. No shayla of nidus. No one argues a nida she can't become. Because ain't dark or shalisha, liros bechaticha. The shaila is the dam tome. Why? Do osi derech mokor. And mokor is a source of tumor. That's the expression. Mokor, right? Mekomo tove. The Rabbanan Savri, isha tahora. And if the isha is tahora, umekoro, mekomo also tahor. No such thing. Why is an exudate from the woman temeya if she's temeya? But the exudate should be temeya and she's tahora, doesn't follow. For that you need that principle, which Rabbi Lezer promulgates, that whatever comes from the uterus in itself is tummy. Some of these exudates make the woman temeya. And in order to make woman temeya, you need another requirement. Has to be darko bekach. Therefore, if it's to a chaticha, it's not darko bekach, so she's not temeya. People, you're following, I'm trying to make this as lucid as possible. It didn't come out this way the first time. First time I looked at it. Believe it or not, the Gemara had enough and stops over here. not going to push it any further. We now switch to a new topic. Go back, remind you again on the Shaila, where Shlomo Zalman got into trouble. He was attacked widely for his heter on Dam B'Shofaris. How we were up to in Agamore, we were passing like Shlomo Zalman. Why? You have a bay in Rova. Rova said, right, no problem, nonsense, right? Ain't Dago Shalisha Liros Dam B'Shofaris. Right? Certainly not by shoferes. Therefore, it simply will pass my grove. Right? A lock will be that she's not a nida. Stream of consciousness, the Gemara jumps now to the other tumor that comes because of a exudate, because of something leaving the body. Boy minei rav meravuna haroa keri bikise mahu. I can't explain the biology of this, where a catheter is inserted and semen is extracted by the catheter. I have a case now, which should only work. Where Dr. Goldberg, Dr. Goldberg or Goldstein,
yes,
at Cornell, at New York Hospital Srinley Clinic, a family that were not zochet to yet have children, and the problem is that he has no sperm. That makes life a little difficult to have children. Now this guy, he's the leading male infertility expert. He went in surgically and took out spermatid, or spermatogonia, at which level it's at, from the testicle itself. Got a piece of the testicle, and he was able to find what looks like primitive sperm, and is pushing that sperm into an egg of the woman under some fancy frontline research with animals, that sperm, which doesn't yet have a tail, and therefore couldn't possibly enter by itself, but if you do a vigorous shatchonus and you push the sperm into the egg, there's some evidence that it might be able to fertilize the egg. There actually is a case where he took out keri, he took out semen, he's the sperm, took out the semen from inside without it ever going outside. Trouble is, he did it the easy way. He went from the outside in, he cut a hole in the testicle, and took out a hunk of testicular tissue to find the... Here we're talking about duplicating the case of the woman, right? A catheter is inserted, right? And through the catheter, some semen comes out. Shail is he now Tumas Balkeri? Tumas Balkeri is a problem. He can't go in to the Beis HaMikdash. He cannot eat Kodoshim. Right. He's Metame Truma, Hilchus Tuma. Not Hilchus Nida here. Just move from female to male. Haroe keri bikisa mahu. He inserted some kind of splinter, swab stick, right? Mimenu Omar Rachmano. Beish kiseitse mimenu shechvazera. Nu, is this called mimenu? It means ad did nothing mipsoro. That's the lotion. Kiseitse mimenu means it has to come out. Ad did nothing mipsoro until it goes out. Not this kind of case where you schlep out some semen with a catheter, with a swab stick. Or Dilma, hi mimenu, comes to teach you achetetzeim to moso luchutz. Just like in the case of Nida, we learned bifsora to tell you that does not go out luchutz. In the case of a balkeri, it tells you it does have to come out luchutz. That even though visualized, it left the testicle, the semen left the testicle, and is out in the testicle, goes to the vas deferens, out into the urethra, into the urethra, okay, right, testicle. Vas deferens, and out into the urethra, where it's the same tube where urine comes out. Oh, Dilma, Haimi Menno, because the tender architects it also luchutz, right? But I don't know if I satisfy the requirement of Mibachutz, it left Mibachutz. Therefore, he becomes a Balkeri. The fact that it left artificial Mibachutz, that doesn't seem to be a reason not to assume that Tumas Balkeri will result. Amalei, so he answered. Right, Rabbi asked Rav Huna the Shaila. So Rav Huna answered, typically, can't you infer, who asked for Eidem Atame Ela Bachsimas Piyohama? A person doesn't become Tomei until there's a quantity. Introduction to what goes now. There are two kinds of tumor. Right? The tumas negia, which means you become tummy because you touch something else tummy. Then the tumor me'atzmo. It says, if you are in certain state, you are tummy. If you are a nida, you're tumeya. If you are a Zov, you're Tmeya. If you are a Balkeri, then the question is, what are you? Define this individual. Where does he belong? What class? So very simple. If I go ahead and I have a din of quantity, it would indicate not that you are, but that you become. Why? Very simple. I want to define Ishi Anida. I say, what's Anida? Anida is one where blood comes out of the uterus. How much blood? God didn't say. Therefore, what's Halacha? I feel a tipas dam kechadl. Why? It's a question of her being. What's her state? Her state of affairs is she's Anida because she saw blood. How much blood makes a chilik? Then likewise by Baal Keri, the same halacha should be. When Nafkamina, how much? But if you tell me that by Baal Keri there's a shear, then unless there's a certain amount of semen, he's not a Baal Keri, and the amount of semen is the amount that fits in the orifice, in the opening, that indicates that it's the semen that's metame him, not that he is tummy. Boy, is he with us on that one? Say it again. If the halacha is a woman who's in the state, the physiological state, called nida, which means uterus is giving forth blood, then she's a nida. Likewise, a man is in the state where the testicles are giving off semen, then he's a nida. Then he's a Baal Keri. Then I ask you, how much blood? I say, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't say how much blood makes her a nida. The question is there blood coming? Therefore, I feel tipas dam kechadol, she's tameya. She's a nida. Likewise, should follow. I don't care how much semen, one sperm comes out, he's a nida. He's a Baal Keri. But once you tell me there's a shear of Baal Keri, indicates it goes the other way around. Because there's a shear, it was metamehim. Amalei, again, typically, you ask him to kiss him, makes him tummy or not. Where is this kissing? Where is this the swab stick I put in to take out a little semen? It has to go in the same way where the semen comes out. Then obviously there couldn't be so much semen as to block the orifice, to block the opening, because the swab stick is in there. So that the amount of semen that can come out, remember, and semen doesn't make your tummy till it comes out, the libachutz we just said. There's no bifsoro like by Anida. But the very fact that the kisim, the swab stick, is stuck into the orifice, into the opening, means that opening can't be filled up with semen. Only little semen could fit in the opening, whatever is room left between the kisim and the flesh. So he says, typically, I can answer your question. Who asked me el bechsimis piyoma? And now, when you have a kisim in there, there can't be that amount of semen. Therefore, he can't become tummy. Now you understand what I explained to you just now. Understand the next questioning more. Lemeimer de nogeya havi. What does that mean? Is Tumas Baal Keri or Tumas Mago? Once you tell me you need a certain amount, it means what? That amount makes me tummy. Not that I am tummy and make the amount tummy. In other words, unlike Nido, where Dam defines the state of the woman, by Baal Keri, Keri doesn't define the state of the man, because you need only a certain amount. Which means when it accumulates that amount is metame the man. That's called nogeya. It's a tumor smago. It's not a tumor migufo. A tumor migufo. All clear? That's the critical distinction. Again, the fact that you need a cheer. Shia doesn't identify the individual. Individual identified as someone from whom semen came out, regardless of how much there is. A Baal Keri is an individual, semen comes out, that proves that he was a Baal Keri. How do you know he's a Baal Keri? Because he emitted semen. What if you tell me that he can emit semen and not be a Balkeri? If the semen is only a little bit, that shows that what? It's the quantity of semen that's metame the man, not the man is metame the semen. Name, are you going to tell me that Balkeri is a tumas mager? Then I have a kasha. Now we go back to Nida on this thing. You remember the aloch ilchos Nida? You know, you have Boshem, you have Chassan, already have to worry about such things. Right? What happens if a woman is counting Shiva Nikiyim, right? And on the seventh day she sees them? What's the aloha?
Start over again.
Huh?
Start counting the Shiva Nikiyim over
right,
again.
So count Shiva Nikiyim again. Right? And what if on the seventh day she touched her sheretz and became Tamea? Not to do it. Next, what if on the seventh day? I'm sorry, change that. The time. What if on the third day of counting Shiva Nikiyim, she realized that some semen that was in her from the time just before she became a Nida has now come out. They give her an accurate case, right? She feels a liquid, she sees a little drop of something coming out, and she's a woman that's suffering from a severe case of hypochondria, right? Yeah, which is not uncommon. You know what that is? What?
They worry about everything.
Just worry about everything, right. Okay.
Well, most women are sick, right? So it's not really hypochondria if they're really all crazy.
All right, anyway. She runs to the doctor, good doctor. Yeah, he has a microscope. He hadn't sold it since medical. Usually they sell it after coming home from medical school. Right, but well, nowadays no more. And my son, the doctor, had to buy my microscope to go to medical school. Nowadays they don't do such things. They don't use it at all. But if they use it, they give it like in yeshiva college. They need give you a microscope to look at something, but they don't look too much. Right. The doctor examines it, and the sperm there. No. What's halacha?
She loses one day in the count.
Loses one day. Why? Because it's a tumas mager. Right? It's not a nida. But it came from her. That's exactly how kosov halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That if she poleta shechvazera. Right? She loses that day. Watching all those with that. Ela mayato al yisto bezivo. If it's tumas mago, sperm doesn't identify the individual. Semen does identify the individual. But semen is what? Is a dovo tome like a sheretz. That's metame the individual. Then, why aloma? Aloma, that's with a hay, not with an olive. Right? Aloma, why? Aloma, Tanya, why did we learn? Zos Torah Sazov, Yishu Teitzi Ben Shechvazora, Maziva Soteres, Ashechvazera, Namas Oser. Okay, gotta move it into the mail. Dealing with a zav. What's halacha of a zav? Same halacha is a nida. Same halacha as a zova. Nowadays, as we paskin, we treat our nida like a zova. Nishiva nikiyim. A zav is counting shiva nikiyim. I'm sorry, let's do better yet. Let me read it to you in Rashi. No, I'm sorry. Let me say it for his outside. Azav then, by Nida, there's no Shia, so she goes ahead and she sees Dam on the seventh day. It means she's still a Nida. Not that the Dam made a tummy, but if you tell me that Shichva Zera makes you tummy, so here he's a zav, and then he sees shichva zera. Why is it different than if he then touched a sheretz and became tummy? It didn't identify him. You say why he became when he finishes zava, and now it's as if someone else was a zav, and he touched an exudate from the zav, he'd become tummy. That wouldn't be so sad his count of 7 days. So why when it's his own it's his own ziva? Why does that break the 7 day cycle? The 7 day count. Again, if I would touch someone else's exudate, I become tame. Mashke Zavazova is metame. Fine. But if he's in the middle of counting his own 7 days for Zav, that would interfere with his count. So why is it then, if you tell me he's a Nogeya, meaning he's not a tumor migufo, but the semen makes him tame. Then when he's counting his heter days, and he sees a ziva, why should that be looked upon as an extraneous, external source of tumor to him? Look at Rashi now. Lemeima nogeya havi, then al yisto beziva. Look at Rashi. Me the Yohav Shiura, since Zav has to have a Shia, it's not Tipa Zam Kechadl like by Nida. Michlal the Tumas Keri, Lav Mishum Riyahi. Not because he saw, meaning not because what he is. Ela Mishum the Bosor Ha'Evel Nogeya B'Shichva Zera, but because the Shichva Zera made him Tomei. The Shichva Zera touched his male organ, and that's what made him tummy. The Bosor Ha'eva Nogeya B'Shichva Zera Yotzimenu Shimhochi Boi Shiura. Therefore, it needs a certain amount. Piha Amma Ketumas Koma goes the Boi Shiura Gan Sheretz and the Beilu Mes Di Riyam Chashivalei. Right? Di Riyam Chashivalei. Then betumas ria lo boy shiura. Don't need a roa, right? He lo boy shiura. I was just trying to explain what I explained to you. Then I ask you, al yisto beziva zov sheposak behischelin nozai di meisfiro veroa keri al yisto es minyano ki heche di noga besheres al sosa lespiro zivoso. Okay, what's wrong with that kasha in the Gemara? It's really it's like playing by the rules, right? But not by the concept. You compare, right? Neither, okay. That's identifies the individual, right? Zova identifies the women. Zav doesn't identify the man as a Zav. But a Zav is someone who came in contact with the semen. That's what made him tummy.
Well, we're not talking about a Zav here. We're talking about a Balkari.
I'm sorry? Yeah. Balkeri, right?
Well, clearly, I mean, with the Zav, otherwise, how does he ever become...
Yeah, right. Sorry, wrong motion. Zav Mimeno, I'm talking about a Balkeri, right? But here you have the key distinction. A Balkeri, like Nido, is a natural event. A natural event is over, a new state of affairs come in. A Zav is not a natural event. Zav is an unusual occurrence. It's not a thing that you expect to happen to every individual. Most individuals go through a whole lifetime and not become a Zav. But not, they'll all become, every male will become a Balkeri unless he has a deficiency of from birth. Therefore, you can't have an individual and call him a Balkeri. There's no individual who's a Balkeri. There's a woman who's an Ida, right? But I don't want to call this individual a Balkeri. Why? Nida has in it, in addition, the regularity of Nidus. Therefore, I classify the woman, she has a new title during that period of time. I don't want to apply that same principle to Balkeri. Because a Balkeri is a natural event, but has no regularity to it. So it doesn't speak to the individual, it speaks to the event. Therefore, that event made him into a Balkeri. And if you consider that just as an event that made him into Balkeri, then the Kash Dandekwar asked a good question. So why is it when the Zav sees Balkeri, right? We say the Shechva Zera is Soser, Gzeres HaKosov, Zos Toros HaZav, Asher Teitzi B'menu Shechva Zera. No, Zav is not Shechva Zera. Zav is not a Balkeri. Zav is Zav, but it's Balkeri. So we learn from this pasuk, Zav Shayotze Menu Shichva Zera, during that time of Zova, of being a Zav, it's so said his minion of Sheva. Why? When you tell me that Balkeri is nothing more than a Tumas Mago, no different than touching a Sheretz. Boys, you have that clear in your mind? A Balkeri is so said, not like by a Nida, as we explained, that Shechva Zera merely reduces it by that one day. But by a Zav, Shechva Zera will break the minion. So if he comes to Balkeri on the seventh day, he has to count seven more days. Why? Why is Shechva Zera different than touching any tumor? He touches a Dover Tomei, he's Tomei for that day. Malay, you're quite right. It's not that Shechva Zera is Metamei the Zav, and therefore he's Soser his Sefira. If that were the case, the most he could do is Soser one day. That might make me sense. But that's not the Halacha Moshe Sinai. We know it's Soser all the whole Sefira. Amalei, Stira Hainu Taima the Soser. Not like you think. Not because the Balkeri is so ser his ziva. Lefi sheyefshalah b'lo tzarsuch his ziva. Now comes the Gemara now with the modified halacha. Up to now, you're arguing that Balkeri should be Sosa, was Sosa Kol Shiva. Gemara now answers not true. But then gets herself into trouble. What does the Gemara say? Let me say it first, then we'll look inside. Well, it says, no, you got it wrong. Balkeri is only so-so one day for a Zav also. Not so-so Kol Shiva. Why? Why is it so-so? It shouldn't be so-so of anything. He said it's only a tumor. I said, no. Why is it so-so? Because with the Balkeri, with the semen, comes along also a little bit of Zav. Now, we don't know what Zav is. In English translation, as Zav is gonorrhea, right? But we know it's not that, body not that, right? Because while it says it comes from eating too much rich food, gonorrhea doesn't come from eating too much rich food. Whatever Zav is, it is, but it's not semen. It's an exudate other than semen, right? So it says, this exudate, other than semen, accompanies semen when someone is a Balkeri. It's not possible that while being a Zav, he shouldn't carry with him some of that, whatever Zav is. No, if that's the case, then why isn't he? Then he should be tummy 7 days. Means he saw Zav. With the semen, he also had the Ria Zav, that makes him tummy for 7 days. And therefore, if it occurs in the middle of his sphere, it should require 7 days. That's how we've been learning up to now. That was the assumption. Well, I said, no, you're wrong. When a Zav sees a Balkeri, also only 1 day. He loses 1 day. Because it says another Pasuk, right? It says, how's it go? Ishki Seitzei Bnei Shichva Zera, right? And it says, Zos Toras Hazav, Ashatesi Bimenu Shichva Zera, Litomovo. Again, redundant. Those words are extra. What do you mean, Litomovo? Ashatesi Bimenu Shichva Zera. We're talking already about a Zera makes him Tomei. Litomei Yad Erev. Right? That's in Pasuk Tazayin. In Pasuk Lamed Beis, right? Look inside the Gemara, right? So what's the Toma Bo come for? Then it comes to teach you what Ima Ziva Soteras Kol Zayin Av Shichva Zera Nama Soter Kol Zayin. If you tell me that with Shichva Zera always comes Ziva, always comes some of the Zav, then he should be Tomei 7 days. Tama Loimer L'Toma Bo Ein Loch Bo El Amash Omer Bo. We equate Zav with Nido. Or Zav with Zovo. So Seras Yomechot. Right? Amalei, how could that be? He said there's Zav with it. There's Zav exudate makes it 7 days. Amalei, Xeras Akosavi. Zivo Gemuro, the Orva Boshe Wazera, so Seras called Shiva. If it was actually with Zivo, he had, on the sixth day, he saw something called whatever Zav leaks out. That would make him start counting all over again. But if he saw Balkeri, he saw semen, and with the semen you say there must be some ziva, right? That Tzachzuchi ziva, the Orvobo, where it's mixed with Shichva Zera, Lo Sosera Sal Yomechod. That's the end of the next one. You push this thing just so far. Tremendous lesson in Shuti Shel Mikra. You can't hide behind words in the Torah. They have to have meaning. You can't have a word Latama Bo and not do anything with it. Right? You can't have a word of Bipsora without anything with it. It's a reaffirmation, right? That there's no letter in the Torah that's extra, and these teach whole halachas from the pasuk impossible. Okay? Again, repeat. This is all halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai. Don't think that anyone being ma'avir the sedra came across this posik and developed this halacha. Halacha was taught to us by Moshe Rabbeinu. Then we apply it to the posik, right? Okay. What do we have here? We have a meeting today?
Yeah.
You want to go for the long mincha?